This is an MUT Radio podcast.
MUT Radio, get up and go. Vuku bangene, ukhala kweqhude nje. That means only one thing, ukuthi vuka ubangene. All right, here on Vuku Bangene Breakfast Show, it's the only way to start your day. It's time for the Knowledge Hub with Mr. Maqi. Mr. Maqi, thank you so much for joining us once again on MUT Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Knowledge Hub, the only way to start your day, Vuku Bangene Breakfast Show.
Kunjalo nje, Mr. Maqi, what do you have for us this morning? Very interesting. Sesuke sagqila kakhulu with our conversation off air, but yes. What do you have for us this morning?
It links to that. I mean, let's talk future. It's always interesting that we all answer the phone probably the same way. So if you put the phone with hello.
Hello, yes.
And usually also, especially with cell phone, the other person is going to ask if we're in a phone, le ukuphi, yabo. So makungaxatshwene, the question is ukuphi, it's a normal question, but makuxatshwene, ukuphi, hey, ngisemhlabeni. So because umuntu akafuni ukuchaza ukuthi ukuphi.
Okay, yes.
But basically, I think in a way, everybody is always interested in us, so where are we, right? And then this morning, since we are wrapping up, for those of us who've been writing on my exams, the next question now is, what's your next? So where to? So musuwala we happy. So ukuphi as it is now. It's a serious conversation because, I mean, when you write on my exams, it's one of those questions that I come to buzza during exam ukuthi ukuphi. Also go exam, there are questions that are not asked that you on your own you'll need to deal with. So this morning I'd like us to do some thinking on that, put that way too. Without really trying to come up with some answers, just to leave those questions in the air, leave them hanging, and so that we all in our different corners try and think about them. Our money, I mean, it's just to group them, looking at four issues. So the one is that from here, I mean, so where to for you? Yeah. So basically, what's your dream? What is it that you dream of? So when you close your eyes, what do you see if you look at into your future? Now, for those of us who are interested in writing stories, if you are writing a story and you are creating a character, so for people to believe the character and to like a character, there must still be three things. One is we need to find out what is their dream. So what are they looking for? So what is the one thing that you will give up everything for? I mean, so that one thing that makes you wake up in the morning and goes, I like a phone, I like a phone, I like a phone. Go back on me, auto, usually by auto. Yes, and often put out as I'm saying, Roman Bachelor, say to Leland, as we don't have that dream, but we do have secretly sometimes we're trying to work on it. So again, now I'm trying to say, think about that now, which is your dream. When I born out in a seaborn and keep pushing towards it, right?
Yes.
Then we also know, if you have a dream, there's always going to be some obstacles. So things will come in your way again. So if you are creating a character in a story, we need to create some obstacles. I mean, we are all pushing in different directions. So as ukuvula space just because khona wena. The most challenging one, ephuma kuwena ke i obstacle really is lazy. So if go to like your song just now, Grab and Go. So if go to there's a moment where you struggle to wake up, then that is an obstacle on its own, right? That you need to overcome. So if go no moto ngana ukuluma naye, if neto ngana ukuzenza, that's an obstacle already that you may come across. The other one is very sad because, I mean, somebody mentioned to me the other day, it's, hey, why don't you do this? What's I getting as well as my titties? And,
ish.
Yeah. So, because titties are really says it's a self-esteem issue. It's a self-confidence issue. Now, it's self-confidence, yes. It's him. I can't do this. So, it's self-esteem, it's other people are better than me. So, basically, it's I'm not good enough. And that's sad, you know. Anginayo-ke nami I formula to say, how do you destroy titties? Kodwa sometimes maybe it's a starting point to acknowledge ukuthi ngiya titties. So when it comes to certain things, and it can be an obstacle for you to get what you are looking for in the book titties.
That is difficult. I'm imagining loyo muntu loyo ngempela ukuthi like akanayo lent emgqugquzela noma like she has no hope, she or he has accepted ukuthi yes. This is how I am.
Yes.
But ke as you are saying we acknowledge ukuthi ukuphi as yes. You were saying currently.
Yes, yeah, at least it's a start. It's a start. And also Nazi says what I want to say is not accused. Yes, let's also push them, no, not push them, encourage them to get rid of their monster. Then also the third thing is I say for character is struggling. So how are they struggling through these issues? So Jobe Titiza, Wenza and Galog, Yabom, go priority a cook titiza. Jobe Zaz and Subway and Lan, we are Zaz, who say me and Zon, who say name and Bungiboy, a man kind and get creative. So how do they struggle? And what you want to see is bouncing back, you know. So people who don't give up, so who was this what they want? And they're trying different means. They got to know the first time, and then they're saying, "Look, let me try again. It's too soon for me to give up." So also, and I think Nati, I'm just saying that too, so when you think about our dreams, think about that. What is your dream? So what obstacles are you going to come across, and how are you going to bounce back? Answers are not easy. You need to have these conversations with other people. Then the other one theme around this thing of these difficult questions is really, are you paying attention to, basically what are you paying attention to? The one thing that you need to pay attention to, or that you need to overcome, is paying attention to time. Time in terms of keeping time. If you are writing at 9, you need to be there at least. Be sitting down by 15 minutes before, so which means you need to be there earlier, right? So the idea of getting things organized. So where do you put your stuff? So where is your ID as we're sitting here? Where is your pen? So sometimes it's not easy for us to do that. The other big question around that is that what are your blind spots? So what is it that you can't see? Because so gavela so speak a pambe in this guy born and get move. Also can tell our right some this now we born and then our left this now so to see born and got. So those blind spots we need to again on our own see ukuthi if I look right kunzwana muzona umgwaqondo kutswana go primary school it said you need to look. We look left, right, and then left.
These days we just look everywhere. We just cross. We take this.
And these days people don't stop. But those precautions, you know. So look left, look right, and look left.
Look left again, and then cross.
And then cross. I mean, so please do that because there are blind spots that you may come across. Then the third one linked to that is relationships. Of course, there are important people in our lives, right? That we need to give a space. Also now, but they also give us a space. So basically, question again, it's again, ubani ke la usefoni niyakho ugcina umfonela like today ubani umgcina umfonela ubani ayi ugcina umfonela. I mean, so ngoba sometimes siba nama numbers efonini, so sinama nama numbers awu hundreds, but nama numbers lelo ngasabadingi. And maybe there are numbers as well. Number numbers are associated with the number. But then again, also we need people, because if you are working on a journey, we need people to know where we are. We also need people to know where we are going. But sometimes also they must give us some directions. They must just help us. No, man, more about nice shortcuts. You know, try this. In King, I sometimes think about relationships that sometimes, you know, these people can be judgmental. So it's in a net dream. So the bones are dream is finally when na lento angeke. So they make us start doubting ourselves, doubting if what we're trying to do is we're moving in the right direction. But if it all goes well in among relationships, we have people who are cheers, who are cheerleaders. So people who are helping us, encouraging us, and really being there for us. So now sometimes I'm at a bend in the cool. Sometimes we don't want to know. Don't worry. So we are part of it when access. I mean, I go pay out long nengi. So I'm going to pay it now. So most of the bills I'm going to pay it now. Stuff. So I mean, that person is supporting your dream in a very big way. So successfully, 2 hours of your life, we are going to spend 2 hours. I'm going to go to the hour. So just by doing that, and they've become your champions, your cheerleaders. So relationships, very important. And the last aspect around that is think about yourself and where you're going, the people around you. What you pay attention to is, what have you achieved? So basically, what is in your bag right now? So what is this that you have? I mean, in other words, this question says, have you done enough? So for you to start moving forward, if you think of an athlete, if you think of umuntu sport, if you think of umuntu ocula before acula aqala rehearse, and then the moment of the show is there. So have they done enough rehearsals before you show? So if you are going to be running a complete marathon, qala ngo 5 ekuseni, uvuke ngo 3 ekuseni, have you done enough warm up? So if you are sitting down, so it's that question that says, what is it in store now? Is your cup full enough? So in this context here these days, we always think of knowledge, the things that you're supposed to know, that you should know, and the skills that you should have. Now, skills means things that you can do, you do it right, you do it automatically, and you are meeting the required standard. So if you can do it quickly, fast enough, and will be accurate, you already have a skill. You are now competent. And the attitude, so you do it right. I mean, you do it with a smile if you expect it to smile.
Mm-hmm.
If you're supposed to take it seriously, you take it seriously. So that says we have been able to locate ourselves in that space. So, I mean, I'm just throwing in these questions and also encouraging us, put out practically what you can do. Because, I mean, these are not easy answers to all of these questions. So if you walk into a bookshop or bookshops usually have a section, it's self-help books.
Mm.
So which books are focusing on personal development, and they are usually easy to read because you might find something that just strikes your fancy and you look at it. If you use as a library, physically, usually go on a section around 150. I mean, if it's again library, the earlier sections. The most popular one, that's an easy for people to start, is Stephen Covey,
mm-hmm.
7 Habits of Highly Effective. I mean, it's an easy to read book. It's an old book, but I'm a lessons. He captures, most of the common steps that you need to grapple with. If you are trying to improve yourself, and the other challenge here, that I always look at other people as well. They say we follow what is the trend in the West, the UK, in the US. So where you need to be if you are trying to find a job is with LinkedIn.
Yes.
So a LinkedIn profile must be up to date, must be good, must be attractive. So basically, if I've been alone, wow. And also now as well, you need to live in that space where you are following the right people, you are talking to the right people, because like we said, because you need other people to support you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, please, let's just try and that's work on those LinkedIn profiles as well, because who knows? So somebody might just see you there and try and connect to. So, and the question is, we're always going in circles, but I would say as human beings. So sometimes what we see as the end, it's not maybe the end, sometimes it's the beginning. Also, what we see as the beginning is not. So the exam might not just be the beginning we thought it was. Maybe it's, I'm confusing myself, but who ended up beginning? Was very below.
It must not be the, it might not be the end, but probably a beginning of something else.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mr. Markley. You touched on something that we don't normally converse about, as kuluming ayoga kulu, but it does really something to us, especially if you are a third year HR student, marketing, whatever, like you are finishing probably today, mm-hmm. your exams or sometime this week. And now you're asking yourself, what now?
Yes.
Like, where do I go from here? Yes. And sometimes it takes like few days, it would take months, it would take weeks, it would take years to discover that answer. And sometimes you grow up while still discovering what exactly am I doing, where exactly am I headed, because Gempela, some of us are still in that journey. Been how many years since we finished our qualifications? We're still on that journey of finding ourselves. What now, what can we do, how can I maneuver. Yeah, but so yes, it's, yeah, it's quite an important conversation to have. Even I think institutions also need to prep their students in a way to be ready, yeah, for the aftermath or after tertiary life. Yes. It's not easy for some.
No, it's not. No, 100%. Like the word you use, it's a journey. It's a journey, really. I mean, so long as we wake up the next day, another day, right? So we can still change, we can still adjust, we can still adapt. It shouldn't be easy as well as the life. I mean, so I'm just talking about that. I know, for example, I mean, people who finished in 2015, who are still, you know, having part-time jobs, contracts, moving from this one. So, Lendok Funum Sebens is going to be what you do probably for the rest of your life, the way things are looking. So don't look at pressure, handle it, and don't feel too bad. But yes, let's have these conversations with our friends, with our families, with ourselves as well.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, I like this conversation. No, thank you so much, Mr. Maxwell. Really appreciate it. Scott Sacco, for joining us today on MUT Radio.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.